For many centuries, people have used stones and rocks to help them remember those who have died. In this building, as well as the memorials to those who died in the two world wars, we have various plaques remembering various people who have been part of the life of this church. And please do have a look at them after the service as well. Some churches have graveyards, and at one time there was a graveyard here too. And many places have more memorials, and the one for Enfield is of course just at the bottom of this road. Some of us will be going to the Remembrance Sunday service there later this afternoon. In 2007, I went to Thailand, and whilst there, visited the infamous Death Railway. This was built during the Second World War by Japanese prisoners of war. The Japanese wanted to build a railway between Thailand and Burma so that they could take equipment and supplies to their soldiers. About 16,000 British, Australian, Dutch, American, and Indian prisoners of war died whilst building that railway. And staggeringly, between 80,000 to 100,000 Burmese and Malay labourers died. The graves of many of the prisoners of war are now to be found in some special cemeteries, one of which I visited. It was very moving to see row upon row of stone tablets, each inscribed with the rank, name, date of death, and age of the person, together with details of what branch of the armed forces they belonged to. These were beautifully kept by the local people. And although it was a very sad place, it was a quiet and beautiful place, which certainly brought home the scale of the sacrifice which had been made. Stones serve as good reminders of things that have happened. They are strong and sturdy and do not readily break or rot away. And human beings have used memorial stones for a long, long time. They were not necessarily gravestones as we know them in cemeteries today, with names and dates carved on them. Sometimes people simply made a rough pile of stones, which you often call a cairn. Sometimes they created something a bit more elaborate out of just a few larger stones, such as an altar. An altar was often a place of offering or sacrifice. When Jesus came, he gave his followers a special way to remember him, the Last Supper. In the letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells us that Jesus said, "Do this to remember me." And every month we gather here to do just that. It is important to remember things, particularly that no life should be forgotten. And stones can help us do that. On Remembrance Sunday in Britain, we use poppies to help us recall those who died in conflicts. But we also use stones. People frequently gather at war memorials because the action of gathering is also important. Gathering together shows that we support one another, and the stones give us a place to gather around. And we lay poppy wreaths at the war memorials, renewing our remembrance each year so that the stone is not overlooked or forgotten.